Time now, ladies and gentlemen, to enhance all our vocabularies. We'll do it all at one time because Dr. Wayne Pond is here, if I can get his name out. How's it going? That was totally unintentional.
Was that a Freudian slip or simply a mistake?
No, just my tongue getting tangled up. Yeah. What's up?
Well, I got a dandy for you this morning here, Ron. Nikki, you're just going to love it. Here's a word which the wordsmith describes as interesting, if for no other reason than it has an obscure origin. Maybe in your vast linguistic experience, put the two of you together, you can come up with an origin for this word. It sounds fun, too. And I'll tell you what, let me read it to you and tell you about it, and then you tell me what you think it means. Okay. The word of the day is Gundy gut. Gundy gut. Let me spell it for you. G-U-N-D. D is in delightful. G-U-N-D-Y. G-U-T. Gut, just like it sounds. G-U-N-D-Y. G-U-T. Gundy gut. What do you suppose that word means, Nikki?
You don't want to know. I was going to say...
You don't want to suppose...
I probably can't say what I want to say.
the courage to use a weapon? I don't know.
Oh, well, Ron, for all I know, that may be more accurate than what I'm reading here from this piece of paper. But according to the wordsmith, Gundy gut falls into the category of insults, and it's a word that's all about voracious overeating, or somebody who is greedy. So, wow, that's
a
strike
glutton.
One, strike two on several fronts, right?
So a glutton, maybe.
A glutton, exactly. Hmm. A voracious eater or a greedy person. So I may even go so far as to check this out. You know, on the Internet, you can put in a word, and you'll always get the correct answer, right?
Always.
Yeah, right.
I mean, you trust everything you see on the Internet, right?
Absolutely.
It's not true, you're trying to say?
Yeah, I mean, if it's there in front of your eyes, it's got to be true, right?
Yeah, it's got to be.
All right, Gundy gut. Let's look into it. G-U-N-D-Y-G-U-T. Gundy gut is a noun. A voracious eater or a greedy person. Hey, this is the perfect setup for tonight's clown car with the Republicans, right?
I think it is.
I have one or two of them at any rate. So, okay, guys, well, there's your word of the day. Enjoy it while you can, and I will speak to you tomorrow morning. Bye-bye.
See you, buddy.